You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental assistants, all my dental workers out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice and clean and shiny. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting the people from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all had a great weekend. All my fathers out there, I hope you had a great Father's Day, whatever that included. I hope you guys had a great Father's Day. Again, if you're a father out there, weekend for me was pretty chill. Didn't do a whole lot, really. I just chilled. I hooped a little bit, trying to, you know, as our rec league basketball season is underway, trying to make sure I stay in good shape. And so I hooped for a good bit on Friday, came back, took a shower, ate, went to sleep, slept in, woke up, hooped again on Saturday. Hooped for a few hours, then came back, ate, chill, went to sleep. I did watch some of The Boys in the process. If you know, you know about the show. Then Sunday, obviously, I spent some time with my dad, so it was good to see him. Good to spend some time with him, chop it up with him for a little bit. And other than that, it was a pretty chill, low-key weekend for me. Not a whole lot to report on. Just some meeting, some hooping, some watching some TV, catching up on shows, catching up on sleep, hanging out with Pops, and that's about it. But I hope you all had a great weekend as well. We got a lot to get to this morning, so let's go ahead and get into it. How about those Braves? All right. That's what we like to see. That's what we like to see. And I don't want to call myself a prophet or anything, but I feel like I did halfway call this. I feel like I set the table for this. Because what did I say on Friday? What I said on Friday was we need the Braves to turn things around, avoid the sweep, score some runs, feel good going into their series against the Rays at home, coming back home, and do damage against the Rays who have been struggling as of late. Well, what happened? They win 6-3 on Friday. We get some good offensive performances from Marcell Ozuna, who continues to do his thing. Ozzie Albies contributes. Orlando Arcia contributes as well. Matt Olson continue his hitting streak, which is now at 10 games, by the way. We'll get there, though. And the Braves got themselves a nice win. Again, bounced back, avoided the sweep against the Orioles, scored 6 runs, felt good about themselves, coming back home to the A against the struggling Tampa Bay team. And then what did they do against Tampa Bay? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. The bats came alive, and they came alive at least for the most part over a whole series, which feels like we haven't seen in a while. I mean, I can't really remember the last time off the top of my head. I have to go back and look. The Braves bats looked this good over a series. They scored 7 runs on, excuse me, they scored 6 runs on Thursday against the Orioles. Then they score 7 runs on Friday against the Rays in game 1, score 9 runs Saturday in their 9-2 win. They won 7-3 on Friday. Like I said, 9-2 on Saturday. And then they don't complete the sweep, but they do come back from a 6-2 hole to tie it up 6-6. And Rossell Iglesias gives up a 2-run home run to Jose Siri in the 9th. But again, the offense did their job. They came back. They got a quick lead. They came back. Hurston Waldrop struggled. Gives up a grand slam. Gives up 2 home runs in total. So he struggles, and he was sent back down to Triple-A Gwinnett, which, again, it's fine. He just needs more time to develop. I'm not ready to write off Hurston Waldrop in any way, shape, or form. He just struggled in his first major league starts, and look, it seems like he might need more time at Triple-A. Doesn't seem like he's quite ready yet, which is fine. He doesn't have to be ready yet. He's still a young dude. He's still got plenty of time, and that's okay. But very happy to see the Braves do what they did over these past 3 games against Tampa Bay. So let's just go through it a little bit. Game 1, we see Marcell Ozuna, homer. Austin Riley gets an RBI double. Then we also see Austin Riley hit a home run, which, by the way, he hits a home run in each of the 3 games against Tampa Bay. We love to see that because Austin Riley was one of those guys struggling, and that was pretty much the scoring for the Braves there. Then Saturday, they get 9 runs. Matt Olson gets into one. He hits a home run. We also see Marcell Ozuna hit another home run. How about Jared Kelnick looking good in the leadoff spot? Hitting a home run in the leadoff spot. Actually, he had a couple home runs in the leadoff spot because he had one yesterday as well. So, going back to Saturday, Kelnick home run, Kelnick homers, Ozuna homers, Matt Olson hits a homer as well. Later on in the game, Austin Riley homers. And you just feel really good about the Braves potentially getting out of this slump. Look, I don't want to call it too early. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it was just really refreshing to see the Braves do what they did over these past three games against Tampa Bay. It was very good to see and very refreshing to see them do what they did over the weekend. Like I said, Kelnick yesterday, he hits a home run. Travis d'Arnaud, homers as well. Austin Riley hits a two-run home run, I believe it was, to tie the game up. Yep, it was. He hits a two-run home run to tie the game up. Again, that was his third of the series. That was his third of the series and his third in as many days. So, man, did the Braves need that weekend against Tampa Bay? And you just felt, and it just felt like it was all coming together. And it felt like, okay, here we go. This could be the start of something. Now, again, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want to see them do it against the Tigers, too. But, again, we talked about this Thursday. We talked about it Friday as well, that they get that nice win against the Orioles Thursday afternoon, score some runs, do some good things. They feel good going into that Friday game at home against Tampa Bay. And then, boom, they get a little momentum, and here we go. Now, Austin Riley looks like he's getting hot. Matt Olson is on a 10-game hitting streak. Jarred Kelnick is hitting home runs in the leadoff spot. Marcell Ozuna still leads the majors in home runs and RBI. And by the way, don't look now. Marcell Ozuna is creeping up on that average, being close to leading the league in average as well. So he may be in store for getting that triple crown. But, again, Matt Olson extended his hitting streak to 10 games. He went 3-for-3 with the double yesterday. And, again, second straight game, Jarred Kelnick hit a home run in the Braves' leadoff spot. Travis d'Arnaud went 2-for-4 yesterday. Also, another cool story from yesterday as well, right-handed pitcher Grant Holmes made his major league debut for the Braves after 10 years in the minors. He threw 3 scoreless innings. Holmes was a first-round pick by the Los Angeles Dodgers back in 2014 in the amateur draft. The Braves did send left-hander Ray Kerr to AAA Gwinnett before the game to promote Holmes. So, look, I mean, Holmes looked good. And after that performance, you got to think he's got to at least stay up for a little bit. And then I told you as well, Hurston Waldrop, he gets sent down. But it was a great, great weekend for the Braves. And I'm saying that even with the loss yesterday. Obviously, you would have loved to see them get that sweep. You didn't want to see Raisel Iglesias give up that home run to Jose Siri there in the ninth inning. But all things considered, you got the series win, which was most important. And we saw this Braves offense score what? They scored 7 runs game 1, 9 runs game 2, and 8 runs in game 3. So that is 24 runs. That is great over 3 games. From where this Braves offense was, 24 runs in 3 games, I will take that every day, including Sundays. So it was just very, very impressive, very good to see. And again, you saw guys hitting that you wanted to see hit and you wanted to see get out of that slump as well. Matt Olson staying hot. Marcell Ozuna staying hot. Jarred Kelnick getting hot, hitting 2 home runs for the leadoff spot. Did we find? I mean, it looks like maybe we found our leadoff hitter for right now. And after what he showed in this series, I think Kelnick has earned a spot in the everyday lineup. Doesn't matter if it's a lefty or righty pitching, I think Jarred Kelnick needs to be in the lineup every single day, especially after hitting 2 home runs in that leadoff spot. He and Jarred Kelnick would be a solid leadoff hitter, too. I know we like Ozzie. Actually, Ozzie's been at 2. I know we like Michael Harris in the leadoff spot, but guess what? Michael Harris unfortunately did suffer a grade 2 hamstring strain. He is on the 10-day IL. Hopefully, he doesn't have to be gone too long. But with Michael Harris out, who had been doing well in the leadoff spot, I will say that. It's not like Michael Harris was doing bad in the leadoff spot. But with, unfortunately, Michael Harris going down, and again, this can the injury bug go away? Let's just talk about that for a second. I'm tired of the guy's dang injury bug. I mean, we got bit up more than I got bit up at Samo's cookout or at my friend's pool party. My goodness. I mean, you already took our two best players away for the entire season. You took Sean Murphy away for, like, what, the first 2 months of the season after his during his first at-bat. And now you're taking away our center fielder for, what, 2 weeks or whatever it is? I mean, come on. Leave us alone. Go bother another team. Go bite up the Phillies. Jeez, oh, peas. Anywho, I just had to get off my chest because, man, these injuries have been just ridiculous this season for the Braves. Now, again, luckily, Michael Harris will be able to come back and all will be well. But a hamstring is one of those things where they can be a nagging injury if not treated right. So, going to have to be careful with Michael Harris and make sure you don't rush him back and you let him take all the time he needs because, again, hamstrings can be very, very tricky and they can definitely be a very nagging type injury if you don't handle them correctly. So, again, Michael Harris did it except for a grade 2 left hamstring strain running the bases. I believe that was Saturday in Saturday's game. But, anywho, back to Jared Kelnick. So, with Michael Harris out for a little while, I see no reason for Jared Kelnick not to be the leadoff hitter. He's shown he at least can do it, and he can be successful doing it. And he's got solid speed. Jared Kelnick is fairly athletic and fairly fast. I think he's plenty fast to be a leadoff hitter. He's got the power. He's got the pop. The way he's going right now, I think he can get hits in that spot as well. You keep Ozzie at 2. Keep Marcel at 3, which I believe the lineup has been. So, I mean, Snit may have found himself a nice lineup here for the time being, at least until Michael Harris comes back, and then you'll readjust a little bit for sure. But it was overall a very, very good weekend for the Braves. They did their thing, and yeah, like, Kelnick was in the leadoff spot, Ozzie at 2, Marcelo Zuna at 3, Olsen at 4, Riley at 5, Duvall at 6, Travis d'Arnaud hitting 7th, Orlando Arcia hitting 8th. You keep Ramon Laureano hitting 9th. And, you know, obviously you have the pitcher who's not hitting. But you keep that lineup until Michael Harris comes back and you just let it ride and you see what happens. And now you have a series coming up starting tonight against the Detroit Tigers where the Tigers have also been struggling here their last few games. They're at 34-37. Go beat up on the Tigers now. Go beat up on the Tigers. You got Max Fried on the mound tonight. Go beat up on the Tigers. Keep scoring runs. And hopefully this Braves offense can just stay hot. Hopefully they figure something out. And hopefully what we saw this weekend is a sign of things to come for the Braves. So I hope so. But man, oh man, was that good to see. And hopefully we keep seeing it tonight and throughout the rest of the season, including this series against the Tigers. And I said this. You needed to win this series against the Rays and the Tigers. As we look forward a little bit to the Yankee series coming up later on this week. So, you take care of business against the Rays, take care of business against the Tigers, at least win the series, and you'll feel really good about yourself going into the series against the Yankees. So, good weekend for the Braves, and hopefully they keep it up tonight against the Tigers. First pitch at 7:20. Like I said, Mad Max is on the mound, but good weekend for the Atlanta Braves. Great weekend. A sight for sore eyes indeed. All right. When we come back here, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, the NBA Finals, believe it or not, still going on. I don't know how much longer, but the Mavs did avoid a sweep. We'll see if they can push it to Game 6 tonight. As the series shifts back to Boston. We'll get into it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice and clean and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Though, the NBA Finals, Game 5 tonight, as Boston will once again try to close out this edition of the NBA Finals, as they are now up 3-1 after being up 3-0. But on Friday, the Mavericks had a convincing 122-84 win over the Boston Celtics, keeping their season alive. We'll see for how much longer, but they at least make it to a game five, at least are able to return to Boston, and Kyrie does keep his promise that he gave to Boston Celtics fans as they left after game two. And he says, we'll see you back here for game five. And that they will. Now they'll be down 3-1, and it's going to be still a very, very tall task for the Mavericks to keep this thing alive and come back in this series. Obviously, no team has ever come back from a 3-0 hole in NBA history, but you got to take it one game at a time, and that's all the Mavericks can do. And they did that in game four, handle business, and we'll see how they fare tonight. But honestly, I think it probably ends tonight. We knew Boston, there's always one game. They, you know, just kind of let go by the wayside. And actually, I won't say always, but they are good for letting a game go by the wayside. They had been on a 10-game postseason winning streak, which is their longest in postseason history. However, that got snapped on Friday after that loss, and it was really a lot of lowlights for Boston in that game four. So they had scored 35 points in the first half, and that was their lowest scoring total in a half, in either half, first or second, in Joe Mazzulla's two seasons as a coach. They had a 26-point halftime deficit. Obviously, these are all numbers from game four. 26-point halftime deficit. That was Boston's second biggest of the season. The Celtics trailed Milwaukee by 37 at halftime on January 11th, and it was one of only eight instances in their first 99 games of the season where they trailed by double figures at halftime. And the halftime deficit was Boston's largest ever in an NBA Finals game, and the 35-point number was the second worst by the Celtics in the first half of one. They managed 31 against the Lakers on June 15, 2010, game six of the series that the Lakers claimed with a game seven victory. And also, teams with a lead of 23 or more points at halftime, even in this season where comebacks obviously have been easier. A 20-point lead is not safe now in the NBA where it used to be. They were 76-0 entering Friday night, and now it's 77-0 after the Mavs win on Friday. But again, the Mavericks did a good job hitting shots. You know, Derek Lively was even out there hitting threes, but I am not convinced in any way, shape, or form that the Mavs have figured anything out necessarily against the Celtics. The Celtics also, too, didn't have a great shooting night. Shot 36.3% from the field, 34% from three. Jaylen Brown didn't have a great game. He only had 10 points. He was 3 of 12 from the field, 1 of 5 from three. Jason Tatum, he only had 15 points, 4 of 10 from the field, 1 of 4 from three. Drew Holiday only had 10 points, 4 of 10 from the field, 2 of 4 from three. Derek White only had 6 points. Peyton Pritchard did have 11 points off the bench. Sam Hauser did have 14 points off the bench. They got to play a little extra minutes, though, because everybody was pretty much out. All the starters were out by the third quarter. Luka Doncic had 29 points. He had a solid game. He was 0-8 from 3, though. Kyrie Irving, 21 points, 10 of 18 from the field, 1 of 6 from 3. And really, those are the only guys as far as the Mavs starters go to do anything. Dante Exum, Derek Lively, Tim Hardaway all really did the rest of the work. They all were in double figures off the bench. But the Mavs, they shot the ball well. They were hitting a lot of their shots. They shot 50% from three, 50% from the field, 40% from three. So they had a good game where they were knocking down shots. Again, Boston had a bad game. They couldn't really make shots. So I don't think, again, Boston has necessarily figured anything out. I don't think the Mavs have necessarily figured anything out against Boston. I just think, again, it was one of those games. Boston didn't play well. They didn't shoot well. And the Mavs did shoot well, and they did play a little bit better. And they got a win, finals win in front of their home fans. So good for the Mavs, but give me Boston in five. Like, I do not see this series turning around any. I think Boston refocuses and gets back home tonight and closes it out, and they're going to secure their 18th straight That would be crazy. But they'll secure their 18th championship banner. So, again, good for Dallas not getting swept, having a little pride and at least turning things back to Boston. Good for Kyrie. He's going to be able to go back to Boston, as promised. But, yeah, I do not see this series going any further than tonight. But we'll see. So, again, Mavs beat the Celtics 122-84 on Friday, Game 5 tonight. Back in Boston, tip-off set for 8:30. I do want to touch on Atlanta United really quick because they did have a match over the weekend and some big news was finally confirmed on the side of Atlanta United as well. So Atlanta United and the Houston Dynamo play to a 2-2 draw after the Houston Dynamo do get a late goal to tie it up. But the big news from the Five Stripes over the weekend is they have officially announced the transfer of Yorgos Giakoumakis to Cruz Azul. So this was confirmed and put out by Atlanta United yesterday. They have transferred forward Yorgos Giakoumakis to Cruz Azul of Liga MX for an undisclosed transfer fee. And this transaction does open up a designated player spot on the club's 2024 roster. And this is from Atlanta United Vice President and Technical Director Carlos Bocanegra. He says, we're grateful for Yorgos' contributions during his time at the club, and we wish him the best moving forward. This transfer illustrates the nature of operating in a global marketplace. With a lot of season left to play, we plan to strengthen the group during the upcoming summer transfer window. And if you remember, Giakoumakis joined Atlanta prior to the 2023 season and started 32 of his 41 MLS regular season and playoff appearances, recording 24 goals and 7 assists. And just so you know, the MLS's secondary transfer window opens up Thursday, July 18th, and closes Wednesday, August 14th. So they'll do something in between that time, get themselves another designated player. And look, this is just kind of what happens in MLS. We saw it with our friend Miguel Almiron when he got moved and Atlanta United got him for a big fee. And they got him for a nice chunk of change, and they're going to use that chunk of change to help build the team. They're going to do the same thing with Yorgos Giakoumakis. And, you know, at this point in the season, you do hope Atlanta United can still definitely make the playoffs, but they're not going to pass up a fee, and they probably got a very nice, again, chunk of change. Again, obviously it's undisclosed, so we don't know, but I'm sure they got a very nice chunk of change for Yorgos Giakoumakis and his services. So it is what it is, and this is just kind of what happens in MLS. You get some good players. Those players shine on the MLS stage, and then at that point you're able to transfer them and get money for them, and that's money that you use to just build up the club. So, again, it is what it is. Obviously, this has been a frustrating season for Atlanta United, and hopefully whoever they bring in during the summer transfer window can help the team win, bring a spark to the team. But appreciate Yorgos and everything he did. He was definitely a fun guy to have on the team, and, you know, nothing will be better than a boom Giakoumakis call from Mike Conte, and we will definitely miss those calls. So I wish nothing, obviously, but the best to Yorgos, and hopefully he has a great career at Cruz Azul, however long he's going to be there, but he is no longer a part of the Five Stripes. So sad to see Yorgos Giakoumakis go, but again, this is just the nature of MLS soccer. So we'll see who they bring in next, but Yorgos Giakoumakis no longer a part of Atlanta United. And again, they do play to a 2-2 draw to Houston Dynamo, give up a goal late to the Dynamo to have to settle for the draw. So that is a little unfortunate that you felt like that was a game Atlanta United could have won and should have won and should have got 3 points out of. But again, it has kind of been one of those things for Atlanta United. They gave up a goal in the 89th minute, by the way. Latif Blessing is the one who scored it. So it was good to see them come back. Franco Escobar, just real quick, he, He scored the first goal for Houston in the fifth minute. Atlanta United comes back, scores two goals, one from Daniel Rios in the 25th minute, one from Zonde Silva in the 55th minute, and they try to close it out, but Latif Blessing scores a goal in the 89th minute, and Atlanta United plays to the has to settle for a point instead of 3 points, but again, it's just Atlanta United, just something that has been an issue for them over the past few seasons, and hopefully Rob Valentino and the bunch can bounce back as they have a match this Wednesday against DC United. That's going to be at 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, flagship station of the Five Stripes. So hopefully they can bounce back on Wednesday and get themselves a win. But when we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we'll get into some NFL headlines. That's right after this on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there grinding, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice and shiny. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Do want to touch on one quick thing before we get to some NFL headlines. The Atlanta Dream got themselves a nice win over the LA Sparks yesterday. They get back to 500 on the season, 6-6 on the year after a 87-74 victory over Cameron Brink and the Sparks. And Dream really did a good job of not letting the guards get anything. I mean, the Sparks guards had 5 points combined. I mean, it was good. But Erin McDonald, she did make her return as she was with the Dream last year. She had a good game against her former team. 14 points for Erin McDonald, 5 of 11 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3. But Tina Charles had herself a great game, double-double, 20 points, 11 rebounds. Alicia Gray had a nice game as well as she got 25 points, 3 of 5 from 3, 9 of 14 from the field. Ryan Howard, 16 points, 4 of 15 from the field, 1 of 7 for 3. Not the most efficient night for Ryan, but still did what she needed to do. Aria Powers had a good game for the Dream as well. 13 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. So a good win for the Dream as, again, they go to 6-6 on the year. And just looking at the Dream's upcoming schedule, they got a tough game against the Lynx on Wednesday. Lynx are at 10-3 right now. They do play Caitlin Clark and the Fever, who they did lose to in their first matchup, but the Fever will be coming here, so that'll be a fun game to see. If you ain't get your tickets, Friday is going down. Caitlin Clark taking on the Atlanta Dream here in the ATL. I believe that game will be at State Farm Arena. By the way, not the College Park Stadium, but it will be at State Farm Arena on Friday. That's at 7:30. Then Stewie and Sabrina come to town on Sunday as the Liberty take on the Dream. They're at 12-2, so then they got to take on the Connecticut Sun and the Liberty again. So the Dream have a very, very tough, besides the Fever, they got a tough schedule because they take on the Lynx. They're 10-3. Then they got the game against the Fever 5-10. But then the Liberty at 12-2, Connecticut Sun at 12-1, and then the Liberty again at 12-2. So, I mean, whew, the Dream have a very, very tough schedule coming up. So hopefully they can get some of those games and step up and win some of those big games. They have beat the Aces this year, so they are capable of beating the WNBA's best. So good luck to the Dream as they go through a tough next week of their schedule. But moving on to some NFL headlines real quick before we hand things off to the morning shift. The Los Angeles Rams, have you heard about this story? They tried to trade up for Brock Bowers. They tried to give one dog another dog as a weapon. Obviously, Matthew Stafford, still the quarterback there out in L.A. They tried to get Brock Bowers. Then when that didn't get work, they also tried to get Byron Murphy. So the Rams have leaned all the way into this potential alternative scenarios via their cooperation with The Pick Is In. It's a 90-minute documentary, if I can talk, regarding the 2024 draft. So this is video from inside the Rams draft house, and it shows their efforts to try to trade up to number 10 with the Jets. Ram GM Les Seed offered the Jets GM Joe Douglas the 19th overall pick and a second-round pick, which was number 52. And the Jets were on the clock when Rams coach Sean McVay separately called Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell to confirm he wouldn't be inclined to trade back if O'Connell's guy J.J. McCarthy was there. And so it's possible that the Vikings made the move from number 11 to 10 because O'Connell became concerned by McVay's call that the Rams were thinking about jumping the Vikings in order to get McCarthy. So that's, you know, why the Vikings maybe traded up. Maybe the Rams were thinking about getting J.J. But after the Jets traded down to number 11 with the Vikings, the Rams tried to move up. Snead offered number 19, number 52, and a third-round pick, number 99 for number 11, and number 185 in round 6. But Joe Douglas declined. But the Rams kept trying until the Raiders took tight end Brock Bowers with the 13th pick. The Rams offered the 19th pick, the 52nd pick, and for number 13 and number 112 to Las Vegas. But the Raiders decided to stay put. So the Rams obviously wanted to get Matthew Stafford another weapon, and they just weren't able to do it. But the Rams then, after they couldn't get Bowers, they became focused on getting a replacement for Aaron Donald, who obviously is retired, and they tried to get that in the form of Texas defensive tackle Byron Murphy. But that pursuit didn't last long because Murphy went just 3 picks later, and Coach Sean McVay correctly sensed that Seattle was going to get Byron Murphy, and he wasn't going to fall past Seattle. So that was a very, very interesting, again, I think, insight to the draft, and it's cool that the Rams gave that insight to the draft. But, I mean, yeah, that is interesting stuff right there, as you hear there, the Rams trying to move up a couple of times to get Brock Bowers or trying to get Byron Murphy. But interesting stuff there from the NFL, and then obviously we've all heard about obviously the Isaiah Bugs and him honestly facing criminal charges. So he's facing another criminal charge, and this is from Pro Football Talk. They've confirmed that defensive lineman Isaiah Bugs has been arrested again. This time he's charged with domestic violence and burglary, and Ryan Phillips of the Tuscaloosa Patch had it first. But, again, just an unfortunate situation. You hope Isaiah Bugs can kind of get things under control here, and we'll see what happens. But he's 27. He was a 6th-round pick of the Steelers back in 2019. He spent time with the Raiders, Lions, joined Kansas City's practice squad back in January, and since has been signed to the 90-man roster. But, I mean, whew, yeah, it's been quite the offseason for the Chiefs, as they had to deal with multiple off-field issues this year. again, Rashi Rice and other guys. So, you know, but look, they're the champs. And if anybody is in position to be able to handle stuff like that, it's Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce. So, tis what it is. But those are some quick NFL headlines for you here on a Monday. When we get back, we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman coming off her game against the Fever and Chicago Sky as she got to be on the sidelines for Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese 2.0. She has the day off, travel day for Tiff. So it'll be Rob Tribble filling in for Tiffany Blackman. And it'll be Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson back in the saddle as well. So we'll see what the fellas got up for a Monday edition of the Morning Shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there grinding, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice and shiny. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Do want to touch on one quick thing before we get to some NFL headlines. The Atlanta Dream got themselves a nice win over the LA Sparks yesterday. They get back to 500 on the season, 6-6 on the year after a 87-74 victory over Cameron Brink and the Sparks. And Dream really did a good job of not letting the guards get anything. I mean, the Sparks guards had 5 points combined. I mean, it was good. But Ari McDonald, she did make her return as she was with the Dream last year. She had a good game against her former team. 14 points for Ari McDonald, 5 of 11 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3. But Tina Charles had herself a great game, double-double, 20 points, 11 rebounds. Alicia Gray had a nice game as well as she got 25 points, 3 of 5 from 3, 9 of 14 from the field. Ryan Howard, 16 points, 4 of 15 from the field, 1 of 7 for 3. Not the most efficient night for Ryan, but still did what she needed to do. Aria Powers had a good game for the Dream as well. 13 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. So a good win for the Dream as, again, they go to 6-6 on the year. And just looking at the Dream's upcoming schedule, they got a tough game against the Lynx on Wednesday. Lynx are at 10-3 right now. They do play Caitlin Clark and the Fever, who they did lose to in their first matchup, but the Fever will be coming here, so that'll be a fun game to see. If you ain't get your tickets, Friday is going down. Caitlin Clark taking on the Atlanta Dream here in the ATL. I believe that game will be at State Farm Arena, by the way, not the College Park Stadium, but it will be at State Farm Arena on Friday. That's at 7:30. Then Stewie and Sabrina come to town on Sunday as the Liberty take on the Dream. They're at 12-2, so then they got to take on the Connecticut Sun and the Liberty again. So the Dream have a very, very tough, besides the Fever, they got a tough schedule because they take on the Lynx. They're 10-3. Then they got the game against the Fever. Fever at 5-10. But then the Liberty at 12-2, Connecticut Sun at 12-1, and then the Liberty again at 12-2. So, I mean, whew, the Dream have a very, very tough schedule coming up. So hopefully they can get some of those games and step up and win some of those big games. They have beat the Aces this year, so they are capable of beating the WNBA's best. So good luck to the Dream as they go through a tough next week of their schedule. But moving on to some NFL headlines real quick before we hand things off to the morning shift. The Los Angeles Rams, have you heard about this story? They tried to trade up for Brock Bowers. They tried to give one dog another dog as a weapon. Obviously, Matthew Stafford, still the quarterback there out in L.A. They tried to get Brock Bowers. Then when that didn't get work, they also tried to get Byron Murphy. So the Rams have leaned all the way into this potential alternative scenarios via their cooperation with The Pick Is In. It's a 90-minute documentary, if I can talk, regarding the 2024 draft. So this is video from inside the Rams draft house, and it shows their efforts to try to trade up to number 10 with the Jets. Ram GM Les Seed offered the Jets GM Joe Douglas the 19th overall pick and a second-round pick, which was number 52. And the Jets were on the clock when Rams coach Sean McVay separately called Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell to confirm he wouldn't be inclined to trade back if O'Connell's guy J.J. McCarthy was there. And so it's possible that the Vikings made the move from number 11 to 10 because because O'Connell became concerned by McVay's call that the Rams were thinking about jumping the Vikings in order to get McCarthy. So that's, you know, why the Vikings maybe traded up. Maybe the Rams were thinking about getting JJ. But after the Jets traded down to number 11 with the Vikings, the Rams tried to move up. Snead offered number 19, number 52, and a third round pick, number 99 for number 11, and number 185 in round 6. But Joe Douglas declined. But the Rams kept trying until the Raiders took tight end Brock Bowers with the 13th pick. The Rams offered the 19th pick, the 52nd pick, and for number 13 and number 112 to Las Vegas. But the Raiders decided to stay put. So the Rams obviously wanted to get Matthew Stafford another weapon, and they just weren't able to do it. But the Rams then, after they couldn't get Bowers, they became focused on getting a replacement for Aaron Donald, who obviously is retired, and they tried to get that in the form of Texas defensive tackle Byron Murphy. But that pursuit didn't last long because Murphy went just 3 picks later, and Coach Sean McVay correctly sensed that Seattle was going to get Byron Murphy, and he wasn't going to fall past Seattle. So that was a very, very interesting, again, I think, insight to the draft, and it's cool that the Rams gave that insight to the draft. But, I mean, yeah, that is interesting stuff right there, as you hear there, the Rams trying to move up a couple of times to get Brock Bowers or trying to get Byron Murphy. But interesting stuff there from the NFL, and then obviously we've all heard about obviously the Isaiah Bugs and him honestly facing criminal charges. So he's facing another criminal charge, and this is from Pro Football Talk. They've confirmed that defensive lineman Isaiah Bugs has been arrested again. This time he's charged with domestic violence and burglary, and Ryan Phillips of the Tuscaloosa Patch had it first. But, again, just an unfortunate situation. You hope Isaiah Bugs can kind of get things under control here, and we'll see what happens. But he's 27. He was a 6th-round pick of the Steelers back in 2019. He spent time with the Raiders, Lions, joined Kansas City's practice squad back in January, and since has been signed to the 90-man roster. But, I mean, whew, yeah, it's been quite the offseason for the Chiefs, as they had to deal with multiple off-field issues this year. Again, Rashi Rice and other guys. So, you know, but look, yeah, they're the champs, and if anybody is in position to be able to handle stuff like that, it's Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce. So, it is what it is. But those are some quick NFL headlines for you here on a Monday. When we get back, we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman coming off her game against the Fever and Chicago Sky, as she got to be on the sidelines for Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese 2.0. She has the day off, travel day for Tiff. So it'll be Rob Tribble filling in for Tiffany Blackman. And it'll be Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson back in the saddle as well. So we'll see what the fellas got up for a Monday edition of the Morning Shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.